The so-called mini-democratization package taken up by the parliament is the sixth in a series of reform bills adopted in recent months. Under the current bill, Turkey's estimated 12 million ethnic Kurds would be allowed to broadcast in their own language for the first time on private and state-run television and radio stations. The new laws also do away with a controversial anti-terror law, which bans separatist propaganda and has justified the jailing of thousands of politicians, journalists, and campaigners over the years. In welcome news for Turkish women, the bill additionally scraps reduced sentences for so-called honor killings, involving the murders of women accused of bringing shame to their families for their involvement with men they are not married to. Western diplomats hail the move, saying it will bolster Turkey's chances of beginning membership negotiations with the European Union. But many warn that the reforms will need to be fully implemented in order for Turkey's case to be convincing. Lawmakers from the Justice and Development Party say another bill is likely to be drafted in the coming days that will reduce the Turkish military's role in politics. The Turkish military has seized power three times in the past four decades and in 1997 brought down the country's first Islamist-led government over charges that it was seeking to introduce religious rule. The army's continuing involvement in politics has been widely criticized by the European Union. Amrin Zaman for VOA News, Ankara.